This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, it's Race Again. This is Frida Liu. It's the final Friday of the month. And of course, with the final Friday, we have Sheila Singham from Human Equation and Sartulso Transformation Series. And today we're talking about building business relationship. We also have a very special guest. And this very special guest, you might have heard her voice quite frequently. And of course, that is none other than Tasha Fusil.
It's my first time on the other side.
No.
On the other side of the interview.
Anyway, welcome. Anyway, the reason why we're here is because Tasha actually went for your session, right? Okay, I have to ask Sheila first. You know, what was she like on day one?
Tasha, can I be very frank, Tasha?
Go for it.
Tasha came in with a lot of barriers. She was very apprehensive, you know. She is a very sort of intense young lady who takes things very seriously, her work and things like that. So she took coming for this program very seriously. She was very keen, and that was a good thing. But she was very sort of intense, like, what's going to happen? And, you know, am I going to, like, ace this? Or how is it going to be? Am I going to have to bare my soul to everybody? That kind of thing I could see was going on. I could literally see the wheels, like, turning in her mind, you know. And she was very, so there were times when she kind of got a bit emotional, right? Yeah. Because it's not a course that that propagates people getting into their feelings and things like that. But I guess she came at a very opportune time. And I always believe her, Frida, the people who come through my program at that particular time, in that particular composition, are meant to be there. And they're meant to be there just at that time. And she came at absolutely the right time in her life. Okay. So she was a bit quiet. You know, it took her a bit of time to warm up to the others as well. But after a while, you know, as things started falling, you know, she started letting go of all the baggage and all that, you just got to see the real bubbly personality. You know, I've been coming into this office for like more than a couple of years now, right? And Tasha's always sort of been very sort of formal with me, although she sees me every month, once a month. She's very sweet, but sort of very formal, you know. But during the program, I just began to see the real her, the potential for that really friendly, warm person to come out. And I do believe that it's just begun to come through in her work as well.
Right. And of course, we're going to talk about the impact of that course for her when it comes to work. But Tasha, actually, before we said you're going for this course, right, what was going through your head?
Well, first of all, it was weird to hear myself being discussed in the third person. Okay, so, well, you suggested it to me. Yeah. And I was obviously keen because it ties in so strongly with
the work.
Raise Your Game, the work that we do, and I was curious to like experience it firsthand. But like Sheila said, like, I was very apprehensive. I was like, is it going to work on me or not? I don't think so, la.
Okay, so so what happened? Okay, if you I probably can't remember, but like day one, day two, day three, and through that period, you know, when did sort of the aha moment came?
Well, actually, secretly, I went in very eager for change. Yeah, so I think even on the first day...
Secretly.
I was trying to manage my expectations. I did it because I've heard previous guests on the show before and they go through some pretty extreme changes and I didn't think that I was going to have that or that I would be lucky enough to have that. So I was, you know, going in like, okay, Tasha, maybe you'll learn a couple of things but don't get too excited. But even on the first day, you know, we were doing rapport, matching, mirroring and it was fun. It was fun. So I think on the get-go, I was already feeling like, okay, there's a lot that I can benefit from in this course. And I went to a concert and I never enjoy concerts. I'm always really anxious, like, because I'm like, I can't dance, you know, I'm very stuck in my head. But I had a lot of fun that night. And I think it was because of my first day there.
That's interesting. Okay, so if you would talk about the things that you've learned over the eight days. You know, what was most, if there was a particular tool, a methodology, which resonated most with you?
I think the one where, I'm probably going to say it wrong, where we sort of like address your self-limiting beliefs.
Yeah, the limiting beliefs, where she got rid of the limiting beliefs.
I had a lot, like a whole page. Like I had the page in front of me now, like, and I could just read some.
Okay.
I'm bearing my soul here.
Some you can keep.
Okay. So, you know, very obvious ones like I don't feel confident, I have no good ideas, I'm not good enough. These are the kind of things that were replaying in my mind on a daily basis.
Right.
Yeah, so... Now I don't really think that way anymore.
So what happens in the process? Changing the language?
It's not so much of changing the language. It's a technique we use that's called timeline therapy. Mm-hmm. Timeline therapy has got some really profound techniques for helping you get rid of negative emotions that, you know, you've kept suppressed, mm-hmm. right? And also for getting rid of limiting beliefs. Now, limiting beliefs are like a real big, huge wall that stop you from moving forward. Right? So the process just involves a person identifying what the belief is and then identifying what's the opposite empowering belief they want to have, and then getting them to go back to the root cause the first time they actually...
Okay. So a particular statement like, I don't feel confident. So go back to when you first
felt it. Or believed it, you know, and it could be any time in your life, any time. So you go back and you look at that from a dissociated. Now, in our trainings, we never get you to go there and wallow in the feeling and all that. Because if the feeling was just so bad to start with, why would I want to take you and revisit that, you know? Mm. So we do it in a dissociated way. So it's very elegant, very graceful. Mm. And so you are actually sitting in a sort of taking a third perceptual position, a dissociated position, and looking at what the learnings you can take from that.
Okay. So like in the case, I guess she's got a few, whole page. But anyway, so here she's with somebody and they're going through this process, yes. right? So you can do this on your own.
You can once you've done it many times. You like for me, if I have a limiting belief, I can do it on my own. But when they are practitioners, they're learning how to do it, then we encourage them to do it in pairs. Mm. So even after the program, maybe until they really get a grip with the process, we encourage them to work with their colleagues. So it's always best done that way. Because sometimes if you are doing it on your own, you might just then suddenly decide to go into that root cause situation and examine it and feel it and all that. So when you have a coach working with you, they'll sort of yank you out and say, no, come on, get out of it, get out of it. So that you're able to be really objectively taking learnings.
Okay, so in the case of then, just use one example, I don't feel confident, right?
Right.
So what happened after that? I mean, like what you know you.
So I think the whole feeling of not feeling confident, it comes from a deeper emotion, right? Like something like fear, and that's what time therapy was about. It was about getting rid of fear in general. So I think. So what was your question?
So I mean, how have you overcome this? And I don't think you can completely get rid of it, right? Or can you completely get rid of it?
You can completely get rid of it. Like say, okay, in the context, like, because she didn't have confidence in a particular context. Maybe in the context of now or what she's doing now. Or certain, you know, events like, you know, getting to talking to strangers or moving forward into a new area. So now if you put her into a new area, the thing is she's going to be more likely to be able to sort of go on and take it on full on. Of course, there will always be a little bit of apprehension, but that's a bit of like a bit of anxiety associated with whether I can do this new thing or not. But that abject fear that will stop you or the limiting belief that's going to stop you from saying, like even before you try, say, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, I can't because of that limiting belief. That's gone.
At least now it's face the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah, that's it. And the fear is not like the major fear that you had before. I wouldn't even call it a fear. I'm just call it a sort of bit of nervous anxiety, which, you know, in some ways it can be good because, you know, it makes you...
Gives you adrenaline.
A bit of adrenaline, yeah, that's
okay.
right. That's
and
right.
I think one of the things that you, I guess from the whole course as well, it's about building business relationships, better business relationships. So we'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Sheila Singham from Human Equation in our Tools for Transformation series, together with Tasha Fussell, Racing Game, BFM 89.9.
Be faithful, men. BFM 89.9.
It's Raise Your Game. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu, Sheila Singham from Human Equation in our Tools for Transformation series. She joins us the last Friday of every month. Tasha Fussell from the Enterprise team here as well. I know, of course, we're discussing about Tasha's experience having gone through the practical NLP course with Sheila. And you were going through some of your self-limiting beliefs. And I think one of the things that you said, if you were to, what you learned from this whole thing and putting that into work is building better business relationships. How so?
Well, okay, so my role here, I mean, is to do interviews and I speak with a lot of people, but I used to have this like fear, this intense fear that I wouldn't be able to ask the right questions or I wouldn't be able to connect because, you know, you only get, I don't know, like 10 minutes to build rapport or to really connect with the guest before you go into the studio and you speak to them. So there were always a million things running through my mind and I never really, you know, managed to build that connection. But I think going to NLP, you learn sort of the tools to sort of
Connect.
Connect and pay more attention, especially to the other person, rather than sit in your head.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, whether it's the physiology, looking at the body, listening to how they speak, and then you yourself controlling how you speak so that they're comfortable. There's just those little things that I didn't know.
Okay. So the matching, the mirroring.
Yeah, it's also asking the right questions, you know, being able to look at their physiology and see whether they're comfortable with whatever you're asking, to be able to listen, put yourself in their shoes, that sort of thing. And I think also with Tasha, once the fear went off, and the limiting beliefs went off, she's rather more comfortable in her skin.
Mm.
As the confidence level goes off, you just become more confident with people. Naturally, you become more confident with people.
Mm.
So that's what happened with her. And it's very interesting when you say that, that one would not think, you know, one would not think that people in her position, a producer and, you know, someone who's asking, doing interviews and all that, would have that. So it just goes to show. Right, and why do you need to live with that on a daily basis in your job? Right, I think that get rid of it, move on, and you're just going to soar to new heights. So today, I tell you, if you ask Tasha to do an impromptu interview with minimum,
she
will be able to ace it. She will.
Yeah, we were talking about Beyonce a little earlier on. You know, maybe we're talking about the B girl. You know, so okay. Other than the work scenario, what else do you find has helped you? After this, she came on this program, this health program. Mm. But, you know, other areas that you feel that you've, you know, benefited from?
Well, so just before off-air, Sheila was talking about how our body is a reflection of our mind.
Yeah, it's like a metaphor for our mind, our emotions.
Mm. Yeah, and I think I wasn't taking care at all of my body. You know, I didn't eat properly. I didn't exercise at all. And I think that sort of reflects my mind as well. My mind wasn't healthy.
Mm.
And I think, and then so now I've just paid a lot more attention to how I treat my body. And that has totally affected how my mind thinks as well.
Mm.
Major ways, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So. And also, you know, being able to see a big picture in things now. Because before, you know, as we were talking earlier, you kind of face a wall and you kind of look beyond that to the big picture of what you're doing and where you're going.
Yeah. So, you know, being in NLP, there are a lot of exercises that gets you to visualize, to look beyond what you're currently in, what kind of, you know, to think a lot bigger than what you would normally allow yourself to think.
Mm. So you discovered that you're a visual person?
I was audio, but I think because...
Auditory.
Yeah. Auditory because I've been in...
radio.
Yeah, maybe because of the training. Because the evaluation is done in the context.
Uh-huh.
Usually people do it in the context of their jobs, their trainings.
Right.
So it's good that, I mean, she's auditory. She's actually a good listener. She's very sort of tuned into voices and sounds and things like that. So it worked out pretty well, that one.
Mm.
So it's just that also she was now able to, through the program, to develop her visual senses, her kinesthetic senses, you know, because now she's able to look at people and be able to sort of look from their physiology to see whether they're comfortable and then to adjust her communication so that she gets into rapport with them. Okay. Very powerful, useful tool if you're in the field that she's in.
Your final thoughts, Tasha Fussell?
Oh dear. My final thoughts.
For now.
Well, I don't know. Just gratitude. I've got a lot of gratitude today for the experience that I went through.
Mm.
And it's still like a work in progress, I suppose. I think there's a lot more to be achieved and a lot more, like, you know, revision that I need to do. But in general, highly recommend it.
Highly recommend it.
Well, thank you, Tasha.
Sheila?
Mm. Okay, a lot of people come for the program. They don't know what to expect. At the end of the 8 days, they come out with a really life-changing sort of experience. And then some of them think that's it.
Mm.
But, you know, you take these tools and you need to continuously use them. It doesn't mean that after you come for the program, you're never going to have limiting beliefs anymore.
True.
More and more will form as you go along in different areas of your life. The thing is, now you have the tools, you have the, you know, people who train with you to know how to go and get rid of them so that you move on. The point I'm making is that you don't have to sit with all this stuff anymore.
Mm.
You know how to get rid of it. You used it.
You first of all recognize that, hey, I've got a limiting belief
that's
here.
That's right. That's right. Or negative emotions holding me back. Go and get rid of it. As you go along, more might form. Just continue. It's a continuous process of improvement.
All right. Mm. Thanks for being with us again, as usual. Sheila Singer from Human Equation in a Tools for Transformation series, joined by Tasha Fussell. Raise your game. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This year, I will chew 117 number 2 pencils.
I will doodle 9 Staples notebooks to death.
When it comes to school supplies, it's guaranteed your kids will go through a lot.
I'll make a whole lot of paper airplanes.
I will lose my backpack.
That's why you get guaranteed savings for back to school at Staples.
I'll give away my last pen to Nathan in math class.
Get guaranteed savings at Staples, and right now, one subject notebooks for just a penny with a $5 purchase. Staples, that was easy. Valid on select SKUs while supplies last. Limit 6, ends 8/25/12.